Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me is Eleni Gavalas. She is a spokesperson for Gumtree, and we are going to talk about the circular economy. Good day, Eleni.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me today.
So nowadays, when we talk about the circular economy, it's this thing that's been picking up slowly, if I'm not mistaken, through the last years about selling pre-loved stuff and buying pre-loved stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The circular economy is basically a system for rethinking the way that we use products and materials. So we really want to design out waste and pollution and really want to keep products and materials in use for longer. So selling pre-loved items is one way to contribute to a circular economy.
When I was younger, many years ago, it was used items, and no one really took a second look at a used item unless it was a house or a car, isn't it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think, the perception of pre-loved and used items is definitely changing. People are becoming a lot more environmentally conscious and really caring about, extending the life of a product. And also, you can reap the financial benefits by buying and selling pre-loved and used items too, because you can find things at a fraction of the cost of buying new, and you can also make some money by selling things that you have lying around.
So in the olden days, this would be a garage sale or a trash and treasure, as we call it here in Australia. But recently it's changed too, because since our lives are basically reliant on online stuff, we could find stuff online as well, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So a lot more people are using online marketplaces to be able to buy and sell items. It's obviously very easy to do so. You just need to download, your relevant apps or dump onto, marketplace websites. And then be able to, with the click of a button, just upload some items to be selling them.
And in the research that you recently commissioned, Trading in the Circular Economy Report, it says that a household can earn up to $5,000 with selling their pre-loved items.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so our research showed that Aussies stand to make approximately $5,300, with every household having approximately 21 pre-loved, unwanted or unused items that they have lying around that could be that they could be selling online. So, it's definitely something that we should all really be thinking about, making sure we're looking at the back of the cupboard or whether it's in the garage or anywhere around the house, really. To consider selling those items online, because you could be making yourself a decent amount of money.
And this picked up especially last year when everyone was at home and had the opportunity to look at stuff that they didn't want anymore, isn't it?
Yes, exactly right. We had more time at home, a lot more people redecorating or renovating and also decluttering. So more time to be, making sure you're clearing out items that you no longer need, sell the items that you no longer need, make a bit of extra cash, and then you have that money to buy the things that you really want as well.
And in the list, on top of the list, are clothing, shoes and accessories. Who would ever thought that you could buy them again, isn't it? Or sell them?
Yeah, I think there's definitely been an increase in popularity in buying pre-loved clothing and accessories, but also furniture items and household goods. I think, you can pretty much think of anything that you have around the house. There are a lot of people that are looking for these items. You think your electronic goods as well. If you've got any tablets or phones or laptops lying around, every time you consider buying a new one, make sure you're selling your old one, because there is definitely a lot of money to be made by selling some of these items.
This is one of the best ways for you to be able to dispose of unwanted pre-loved items without leaving your home.
Yes, exactly right. We'd love to encourage people to think of that one in, one out. So when you do purchase something, make sure you're selling something else, extending the life cycle of the product. And it's so easy to do it from the comfort of your home, as you said. You can just jump online, download, whatever app that you're using, and just, upload some pictures, include some information of the item that you're selling, And then it's really easy to then hopefully make a quick sale.
And it would help with your income as well.
That's exactly right. We saw a lot of people financially impacted from COVID. I think it was about 1 in 2 Australians were impacted financially from COVID, and 1 in 3 Australians experienced a decrease in their income as a result. So if you want to supplement your income, I mean, trying to make that $5,000 is a pretty good way to do that.
And you can't pick that up from the streets anywhere, isn't it? Unless you win the lottery.
Exactly right. I think it's better off if you can just look around your house, see if there's anything you've got that you don't need or you're no longer using, or, you know, we're all pretty guilty of having a few items that may no longer be in use. So definitely consider, what other people might actually want or need that particular item. So much easier than, winning the lotto probably.
Are you able to give us top 5 or top 3 tips to be able to successfully sell your unloved or pre-loved items?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I mentioned before, make sure you take lots of pictures of the item or product that you're selling, and be really detailed in the description of the item as well. So we include as much information as possible, such as the quality of the item, the condition of the item, any information that you have that you think might be worth sharing. But also interact with your buyers. So if you have messages coming through from potential buyers, make sure that you respond promptly to them, because you don't want to miss out on any potential buyers that might be wanting to purchase your item. Also consider your safety as well. So, we've got to make sure that we're following COVID safety precautions. You can organise contactless delivery or pickup. You can organise video inspections, and also, if you feel more comfortable, you can take a family member or friend with you when you are going to make a sale. So they're just a few of the top tips that we suggest that will help with a really safe and successful sale.
And are you able to build your credibility as a seller online as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, we have a lot of people online that are considered high rated sellers. So there's an opportunity to give community feedback when you are trading online. So all you need to do is, obviously interact with people, obviously sell and buy items, and then you can be receiving some feedback from people and hopefully also get yourself one of those highly rated badges, so people know that you are someone that's kind of considered highly rated from the rest of the community.
More importantly, with the circular economy, we're able to save a lot of things from going into the landfill.
That's exactly right. Over the last year, we've seen Australians save approximately 110 million items from ending up in landfill by selling their pre-loved and unwanted items. So it's a pretty significant figure. And if we all just kind of continued to sell and buy pre-loved, we could all be making that impact and reducing our kind of consumption on the planet as well.
So someone else's trash is truly someone else's treasure.
Yeah, but, it doesn't always have to be someone else's trash. We definitely see a lot of quality items being sold online too. I think we're all also guilty of receiving gifts that we might not need or want. And so sometimes you can find unused items online. Definitely, rethink that you could find something that's actually pretty good nick online as well.
Thank you very much for your time, Eleni Gavalis from Gumtree.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice yung makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.